The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Emma, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm terrific today, Gil. How about you?
I am fine. We are talking about kids on the show this week. And some kids still haven't gone back to school yet. Parents are just itching for things to keep them busy in the waning days of summer. What kind of ideas do you have?
You know, you can turn just about any surface in your home into a chalkboard. So let's talk chalk. That is easy to clean, and kids love to be creative with them.
When you say any surface, we're talking about doors and cabinets too?
Yeah, or even a section of a wall, you know, where your whole family can leave messages for each other, like maybe next to the door by where you go in and out of the house most of the time. Usually that's like the door to the garage or some other, you know, side door off your mudroom kind of a thing.
What do you need now to create a chalkboard somewhere?
Once you pick your spot, you need some chalkboard paint, you need brushes, tape, you need to prime the surface you selected. Basically, it's like any other paint project, but on a smaller scale. Expect to pay about $30 to $60 and spend about 2 to 3 hours, leaving about 30 minutes of drying time in between coats of paint to get the project done.
What about stuff that they can do outside? You know, not that you want to get the kids out of the house, but, you know, just in case you did.
Oh, no, of course not. So you can turn your kids into bug flower detectives. So make them little junior environmental detectives. There are a number of sites on the web that track the comings and goings of plants and animals. And these sites rely on participants to record what they see in their gardens, a particular bud blooming or hummingbird humming away, to determine how environmental factors, temperature, rain, whatever, are changing established growing and migration patterns.
It's also a cool way for kids to learn to identify animals and plants, understand the intricacies of nature. So that actually can help them in school, too. What are some of these sites where they can pick this up?
We have them all at House Logic. While we're outside, let's talk about some other outside projects.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I love because we have a koi pond in our backyard. But you can build with your child your own pond in a barrel with your kids. All you need is one of those half-old whiskey or wine barrels, and you can make a really fun-sized pond for flowering water plants like lotus and water lilies. Just about, you know, the wine barrel or old whiskey barrel is only going to cost you about $25, and you can get them at your garden stores. So you'll need
Or you can just empty them yourself at a barbecue. Or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you'll need that half a barrel we talked about. You'll need a liner for it, filtered water, a staple gun, and the plants that you want to put in there. Water lilies are particularly hardy. And for preteens or younger, of course, mom or dad want to handle all the stapling. The cost to do this project is about $100, and it'll only take you about a day or two. The water needs to sit overnight before planting. So before you can really finish it off and put your plants in there, you have to build the pond, let the water sit, and then add the plants. Now, to avoid mosquitoes, because this is going to be standing water, you can either agitate the water at least once a week with a garden hose, or at that same garden shop where you picked up some of your supplies, they'll have these things called mosquito dunks. We use them in part of our pond. You can drop them in the pond, and it'll make the water, even though it's still very inhospitable for mosquitoes to nest there.
What about something for a little older child? Something, anything that doesn't involve texting, for instance.
Anything that doesn't involve the texting, any of those electronics,
yes.
Right? No electronic data. Let's stay outside, because, you know, it is summer. Let's build a garden gate arbor. How about that? Now, it's easier than it sounds. You just go to one of those home improvement centers again and get yourself the do-it-yourself kit for these things. Only about $150 to $250, depending on how intricate it is for the wooden kit. And you and the kids can put it up together in an hour or two, really. And this is another project, you know, fun project for older kids. Once you get the arbor up, let them get out their pocket knife or get out dad's pocket knife. And again, you know, carve their initials and the date. And then they'll remember that, you know, when you did it together, when they've gone on and grown up.
Very, very sweet. I take it there's more ideas like this at House Logic?
Absolutely. We have other great ideas from painting the mailbox to making concrete stepping stones. Just visit houselogic.com/radio for all the links.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.